News, I'm Ben Thomas. New York police are hunting for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan Wednesday morning. Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
The shooter steps onto the sidewalk from behind the car. He ignores numerous other pedestrians, approaches the victim from behind, and shoots him in the back. The shooter then walks toward the victim and continues to shoot.
Police call it a targeted attack, but have not yet established a motive. Pete Hegseth fighting to hold on to his nomination as defense secretary amid allegations of personal misconduct. He's been meeting privately with senators and said this on the Megyn Kelly Show on Sirius XM.
I owe an answer to the members of the United States Senate who are going to vote for a confirmation here. And my meetings with them have been fantastic. No one has looked me in the eye and say, I have concerns and I can't vote for you.
But Sagar Magani reports President-elect Trump's considering alternatives.
A source says the Trump transition team is getting worried about Hegseth's path to confirmation. And three people familiar with the matter say Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being mentioned as a possible replacement. That comes as Hegseth's mom appeared on Fox News to defend her son, saying he's not the man he was 7 years ago, when she wrote an email confronting him about mistreating women. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, Trump's seeking to have his Georgia election interference case dismissed.
Trump's attorneys have filed a notice with the Georgia Court of Appeals, saying a sitting president is completely immune from indictment of any criminal process, state or federal. They say Georgia's courts won't have the jurisdiction over Trump once he becomes president next month. The lawyers are asking the appeals court to dismiss the indictment against Trump. I'm Mike Hempen.
And South Korea's president has accepted the resignation of his defense minister. Opposition parties are moving to impeach both men over the short-lived imposition of martial law that brought armed troops into Seoul's streets. This is AP News. Taking particular note of this story, Margie Zaraletta on the most mispronounced names of 2024.
It's fine. The singer of Good Luck, Babe, it's Chapel Roan. The language learning company Babbel and closed captioning company The Captioning Group say it's one of the names that news anchors, politicians, and other public figures got wrong a lot this year. The star of the movie Saltburn is Barry Keoghan, spelled K-E-O-G-H-A-N. The star of the movie Challengers, it's not Zendaya, but Zendaya. Other frequently mispronounced names include semaglutide, the drug and the weight loss medications Ozempic and Wegovy, fast fashion giant Shein, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Chapel Roan. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.